Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Come on. No, that's a joke. Right,
terrible idea.
It's a play joke.
That. We're all here tomorrow. It's a hump day.
What's about you?
Yes, I'm making it about.
It's about us?
I'm making it about
us. That is not okay, Joe.
It's the least hump day Wednesday of the year every year.
Broaden your perspective a little bit. Think about more than just us.
The audience.
It's the only regular Thursday holiday. Every Wednesday is not hump day on Thanksgiving week.
This is the least Wednesday that there is all year.
I mean, time the average local person gets home tonight, 1:38 in the morning.
Oh, over for me.
Later than that?
Over.
How did I want to put
Although
that?
Although maybe not, because I'm supposed to be playing a pickup football game tomorrow at, 10 a.m. I guess you could go past
pickup
that.
Just go right to
the
game.
Yeah, the Turkey Bowl.
Don't be soft.
Tradition.
Just go right to the game.
Oh,
yeah,
right from out to the game? I've done that.
Stay out till 4. And go go get some breakfast and then I don't know.
I've done that.
Get some fresh beers and start hitting it again.
I've done that. I've gone from being out to eating to the game, but I don't know if I got the chops for that anymore. I'm not saying I'm old, but I'm not 20.
I don't know if you do, but I know that I don't.
Oh, I definitely don't. 1:38 is a joke. Like I'm not going anywhere tonight.
Las Vegas.
I'm going downstairs and eating some pizza when it comes. That's my plan tonight. That's it.
My friend Louie and I left Las Vegas. I was there like week one of the season. We had a flight out at 6 in the morning on the Saturday. So it's Las Vegas. Besides, it's like almost like every night there is the night before Thanksgiving.
Right.
So he's like, I'm staying out. And I sort of wanted to, but I knew I wouldn't make it. And so I don't know what I put in. 1 to 4, sleep from 1 to 4 in the morning. I don't know. Good luck, Joe.
For 1:38? I don't need luck for 1:38. I might need luck to go the whole night. 1:38's fine. That's a cakewalk.
Yeah.
It's just
but
not
you do have plans to go take part in the Thanksgiving Eve hijinks?
The energy drink that I'm currently still drinking at 3:06 p.m. I think says that, yes, I do. Yeah.
You want to know what else? I just told myself I wasn't going to bring this up. I just told myself I wasn't going to
but
bring
here,
this up.
But here we are.
But I'm going to bring this up. Not
only. That's great. I told myself at 2:58 I wasn't going to cry today, so we'll see how I do.
Oh, well.
I don't know.
You're in the lead because here's the thing I wasn't going to bring up. So Rachel's brought in like tons of food for Thanksgiving, which we, thank you. And thank you to the
wonderful
people here who set that up. And so it gets here like 2:00. And, like, no one's here. I mean, hardly one's ever here anyway, but now it's the day before Thanksgiving. And so it's, like, me, Andy from sales, Joe, and maybe 3 or 4 other people working at different stations, maybe an engineer. Like, there's no more than 10 people in the whole facility.
Right. And if I know anything about that spread, it's enough for, like, 80 people.
It's huge. And what I was told was put it in the fridge because it's for tomorrow. And Rachel's is closed tomorrow. And so this was all set up. And it's for tomorrow because we're all working tomorrow. So I start, I meet the guy down outside and bring all the food up because, you know, I'm going to do that. And I was told, like, you're going to have to rearrange the fridge to fit everything in there. Like, oh, no problem.
Work fridge.
I can't. I'll take care of it. No problem. Uh-huh. So the work fridge, where I mean, there's some March 2020 in there. I think.
Uh-huh.
I think there's some March 2020 going on.
For
in there.
Sure.
Yeah. 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 Pandemic or no pandemic, the work fridge knows no pandemic.
It's always a pandemic at the work fridge.
It's that's how it is. Everyone who's ever had a work fridge knows that's just how it is.
You don't even necessarily do what you're talking about on purpose. You just forget.
Yeah.
I had leftovers, and then, you know, I'm not used to this. It's not normal. Out of my routine, you just forget. And then, you know, 3 months later, somebody's pulling out a Tupperware container with beef stroganoff that doesn't resemble any actual food anymore.
And there's fur on it.
There's fur on it. It talks.
Right.
It whistles Peer Gynt.
You lift the lid, it oozes out of the thing and just starts moving around the kitchen. Yeah.
The
not,
work
not
fridge.
A good situation.
So, not only, I mean, that's no, whatever, you do it. So, I'm in there, like, trying to rearrange everything. I don't want to throw anything out, but I feel like I probably should be doing that. And then I finally get it to the point where I can put the big Rachel's boxes in the fridge, but nothing fits. Nothing fits.
Right.
So I text the salesperson, like, the problem here is, like, nothing's going to fit in the fridge. And really what I'm thinking is, let's just eat this.
Right.
And that's why I mentioned it with Joe in mind, because we eventually, Andy figured out how to take, like, trays out of the fridge. And we emptied out certain trays, like the little, whatever. Yep. What's the right word? Like little pieces of the fridge.
The shelves.
Yeah.
Shelves.
Yeah. Like where you put the butter.
Trays works. I mean, I think most people would know what you mean by that.
Where you put the all butter right. and the salad dressing.
Yeah.
And he figured out we can just remove those. So that after doing that, then the boxes, he figured it out. He was smarter than me about this. So he was able to get all the boxes in there. Then I came
Good
back
job,
and
Andy.
Yes. And then I told Joe everything, and Joe's like, you know, or I think I suggested it. Like, really, today is the day for this. Even though it's not the same exact group of people working, but you know, we will never eat all of it anyway.
No, I know. That's what I mean, you guys could go to town. I mean, you could eat as much of that as you possibly could, and I'm guessing that there would be 10 times more than enough for people tomorrow.
No one would know it had ever been touched.
Right.
If we ate as much as we possibly could, they would open it up tomorrow and not know that someone had eaten.
Someone
it.
Opened it, but maybe didn't eat it.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's you should come in, probably. Except you can't sit in your seat because I am.
Yes, that is happening today
for the first time ever.
Right. That's never happened ever.
Why are you doing that all of a sudden?
Because I it's totally not hump day in any way, shape, or form.
No.
I forgot my computer. I blame it on the fact that my kids have friends over. And so, like, my daughter and her friend were playing balloon tennis, and I moved stuff around, and so we're like, I got to go. So then I just left my stuff. So I need the work computer. I'm setting up for my usual work computer like I always used to do, but I'm realizing, like, it's way over there, and I've got a slide, and, oh, Jesus, should I go home and get my computer? Like, I just...
Yeah, my workstation is pretty convenient.
So...
I've used it once...
I have chosen to sit here. It's two monitors plus the call screen monitor. So it's three monitors. It's just I'm playing left-handed. Like everything is on the other side.
Right.
So I'll probably
be slow. I hope you can manage. I think I told you this a while ago, a very long time ago. For a very long time, when you would be off and I was there by myself, I would sit where you sit.
Yeah.
For no reason whatsoever. But it just felt like, well, this is where, it was the call screen or something. I don't even know.
Yeah.
There was a time where we worked together in that room where I had no computers. There was only the one that was on your side. And maybe that's how this started. But nonetheless, I eventually one day walked in when you weren't going to be there and went, I should just sit here. this is where I sit.
Right.
And like, because I would always be sort of off because I wasn't, or at least I would think I was. You know, it doesn't take much to get me off my game. And I'd be like, why am I doing this to myself? I should be where I'm comfortable. And this is where I'm comfortable. This is where I sit every day. So anyway.
Yeah,
I hope you make it through today okay.
The monitors I'll deal with. It's all left-handed. The only one thing, there's one thing. Can you guess it? Has it been too long? There's one thing that will be a little bit inconvenient.
I don't. You can't see the bet board from where you're sitting. You can't
close.
You can't see Joe's TV.
Well, those are both correct, but that's not what I was thinking. I'll live without Joe's TV.
Yeah.
The clock. I can't see the clock without turning.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. If Joe had like a little turkey gobble sound effect or something appropriate for today,
well,
then he can tell me
that,
it's time for the commercial because I can't see the clock.
Oh, that's what that's for. All right.
Just drop the turkey.
Just the turkey.
Yeah. All right. Yes. All right. So there was, correct me if I'm wrong here, but there was not a Thanksgiving night game last year because of Lamar Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Baltimore at Pittsburgh was to be, right? The Thursday night game. And I remember I brought this up the other day. I remember saying in here, like, I know he's on the COVID list, but they won't postpone it. They're not going to move a game off Thursday night or Thanksgiving night. It's like too big an occasion. But I was wrong about that. They did postpone that game all the way to like the following Wednesday, I think it was. But we've had Thanksgiving night games, not forever, but for several years. And they've usually involved the Saints, as this one does tomorrow. A lot of these games have been in New Orleans. Just last year's wasn't going to be. And do you guys remember, like, so you're talking about how late tonight goes, but what about tomorrow night? Like, if you're eating Thanksgiving dinner at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock normally, even without the Bills, right? Just, we do have the Bills this time, but just,
yeah,
you know, in a year where the Bills are not playing, you just got the Lions and the Cowboys, like your basic Thanksgiving, make it to the night game? Do you watch the entire night? Like, is this inconvenient?
I wouldn't go so far as to say it's inconvenient, but it's for sure. I probably have made it to the end of that night game a time or two, but I would say hardly ever. And if I ever do, it's because I had too much drink. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just up, right? Like, you know, whatever. Someone's over and like, I'm just, you know. But normally I'm done. And we don't eat that early. We eat pretty late. Like, we're not having Thanksgiving here tomorrow. We're having a big party on Saturday because my wife's working and I'm working. A family, thankfully, both sides of my family, our families, decided that they could live with that. So we're going to do it Saturday. So tomorrow will just be like, I don't know, Leo and I are going to eat burritos. My wife will be at work and we're not doing anything.
Sounds good.
But normally, I'm usually cleaning up during the Cowboys game. And so I get done with that, and then I'll have a drink after I'm done with that. Like, I mean, the cleanup, you can imagine. I mean, my wife's cooking for, like, 20 people, and, I mean, it's just a massive undertaking to clean up. So I do that, and when I'm done, like, that's like a finish line. And like, okay, now I'll have a drink. And, you know, I sit down. It's 8 o'clock. The night game hasn't even started yet, and I'm just – I've poured half of that beer out probably more times than I've finished it, right? Because I start drinking it, I sit down, and, like, I've had this massive meal and dessert, and I cleaned up, and now I'm going to relax, and, like, lights out, that's it. I wake up, the beer's warm, and I just dump it out and go to bed. Like, that is Thanksgiving. That's pretty much it. And, you know, I enjoy seeing my family. But
sure. Yeah,
that's Thanksgiving for me. With football, I zonk out watching that night game. So tomorrow is a challenge in that way. I think if people are, you know, if anyone is having a similar day normally, like I'm describing, then the Bills playing at 8:20 is a whole different thing. Now, you know, for us tomorrow, we'll be on the air until, what, about 7:30 or something, 7:40.
Yep.
And so, you know, I won't be sitting around eating and drinking all day. And so, you know, it's not going to be a problem.
Unless you come in here and bring wine, because the fridge is absolutely stacked right now.
Right.
Otherwise,
right.
You're right.
Yeah. So are you doing, what are you doing tomorrow? You got like normal, are you hosting
I believe
something? Going somewhere?
Home. No, we're at home. The last few years on Thanksgiving. I believe the question was, you know, what time do you want to come over? And the response I think was, what time can I start drinking? So I think... Right. I think it'll the doors open around maybe 11 or 11:30 tomorrow,
yep.
And then I mean I am really lacking for discipline in that area lately, and by lately I mean like I don't know for a couple of years.
Yep.
So tomorrow is going to be a good test because you know it's a work day.
Yeah,
but you know not until 5, right? So I'll probably sneak in and then.
Yeah, I do like the I'm envious of the early start time for dinner because you know when I was a kid we'd have Thanksgiving at my grandma's house, my mom's mom, and that, like I can remember going over there at noon, right, and eating at 1, and then you know it's 5 or 6 o'clock while Dallas is playing and it's round 2,
mm-hmm.
Right? I mean like
it's great,
like, And that is a great thing about Thanksgiving, and we just the way we've done it here, and I don't know, you know, how we got to that point, but we usually eat at like 4:30, 5 o'clock at my house for Thanksgiving. So there's no, you know, unless you want to do a second round at midnight, like there's no real getting to leftovers and turkey sandwiches. You know, for a second round of that, and that's, you know, you do that the next day, of course, but you know, I like the idea of doing that twice. So you've got it set up aside from having to come into work, but
it is a long day, but it's a top 5 holiday.
It is my favorite holiday.
I bet it is most people, not most people's. I bet it would win in a poll of. Your favorite, like name your favorite holiday. I bet Thanksgiving comes in first.
It really wasn't when I was a kid, you know, obviously, because, you know, Christmas presents, your birthday presents, your birthday's not a holiday, but you know what I mean, like family gatherings. Thanksgiving wasn't far down because I love the meal. But when we first got married and moved into this house, we've been here 22 years. We moved in like, I think around Halloween of the year we got married in the summer. So, like, it was a few months after we got married. And that first year, like, okay, we're here. We're hosting Thanksgiving. Because we had been doing, for years, both families. You know, like, and a lot of people, I'm sure, do that and still do that. And so we'd go to, like, my family at 2 and then her family at 6 or something, right? And we finally decided, like, we've got a house. We feel like our dining room's big enough. We'll get an extra table with our dining room table, and, like, everyone's coming here. And the very first year we did that, it struck me just how – I was just so grateful to have everyone in one house. And it became my favorite holiday from then on. Like, I just mm-hmm. loved, like, you know, my parents, her parents, you know, siblings, their significant others, and just everyone there. And I just thought, like, this is Thanksgiving. I'm thankful. I've got, look at this. Look at the love.
Look at this.
Yeah. So, and that's always held up for me, you know, so it's a little weird to do it on a Saturday. You know, we did it a couple years ago during the Sabres winning streak. We did it on a Friday because same thing, right? Well, that was the year the Bills played, we had a party. So it was something else. My wife had to work or something and we moved it. And it still was great, but it's, you know, it's a little weird not having that on a Thursday.
Sure.
But I do love the holiday. Always have.
Memorial Day 1.
The last 20 years.
Memorial Day 1, maybe Thanksgiving 2. They're almost exactly 6 months apart.
Yeah.
So that was good planning. Yeah. Got some.
I don't think, well, Memorial Day is not one for me at all, but, you know, I know you love it. So
I do. The beginning of summer. So, there are some Thanksgiving bets out on one of my many screens here. Home versus away teams tomorrow. What's the spread? All games combined.
Okay, so we've got Lions, Cowboys, and Saints.
Right.
Against Bears, Raiders, and Bills.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Home is underdog.
Yeah, home is underdog. Lions, Bears is probably the smallest of the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Bills, I think we know, is what, 4.5?
Yep.
It was 5.5 yesterday.
5.5 yesterday.
I haven't looked today.
So that, like, so you want, like, what is the, what's the, like, add those all up is
yep.
what you're asking me?
Who will score more points, the home teams or the away teams combined?
I would bet the home teams are, like, a 5-point underdog.
Home teams are a 0.5-point favorite. All three games, it's like dead even.
Home teams are a 0.5-point
oh, wait,
favorite.
No, Dallas. Of course, I should
Detroit,
have said
Dallas,
that.
New Orleans.
Dallas, of course, is favored over the Raiders.
Yeah,
by
nine, right?
Yeah, by yeah, nine. Bill okay. Saints is still 5.5, by the way.
Are the Lions a 3.5-point underdog?
Three.
So there you go. It's like right down the middle.
Okay.
It's sort of a grand salami. Remember the grand salami in hockey? Joe knows it.
Yes.
Roll over DiBiase in here.
Like 56 goals for the entire NHL night.
Yeah, tonight's a busy night, right? Is everybody, almost everybody plays tonight? It's huge.
Hmm.
So
in the NHL,
I haven't looked. But
yeah, right.
Yeah, because over under 82.5 goals.
82.5 goals. The grand salami.
Awesome.
And the grand salami of Thanksgiving football, if you will, the three NFL games, 139.5. I don't know. Like, how do you even sort of
for points
react
scored?
To that? Like, okay, that's a lot, yeah. but I sure yes.
That's
I know you've already done the math here, Bet Online. So
right.
I mean, I'm not going to question the line.
No, that's a bet where you don't do any thinking whatsoever. You just want to root for things to happen. Like that line is probably built for people are going to bet the over because they just want to root for things to happen and not think one second about what the line we set is. That's how I would bet that.
Yes, so you'd want to be on the under then.
Right.
You
but nobody wants that.
Because you think the overbet is a reaction, like an emotional reaction.
Right. But you don't
just
want to
fun, here's my money, I just want to play.
Sure. Right. You don't want to root for that, though. You don't want to root for things
to
not happen.
I do not care at all about that.
Really? I don't want to be mad when there's like awesome plays back and forth. If it's Raiders and Cowboys, it's 40-40 down the stretch, and I'm mad because I have the under on 135 points.
No, there's still.
I'd be the only person in America who's mad in that moment.
Oh well, you took your chance. Half the people are going to be right here, you know, theoretically. Yeah, the under. You nailed it. Then you backed away. I can't even think straight sitting here. Just nothing is coming to me naturally.
Wow. See, well, that's yeah.
my gut is pierced into this yeah. table is sort of sticking into me as I trying to lean in because the microphone's at a wrong angle. Everything
why
is
do you
just
think,
off.
Why do you think I'm so bad at this? I mean, all these years, I need you there. If I'm there by myself, and that you know, it's a terrible spot.
Where's
to
that
sit.
Turkey?
Oh, he went for a stroll.
Oh,
here he
no.
is.
That's a panther. Okay, it's time for a break. All right.
Already?
The Bills' chances. I know. The Bills' chances tomorrow. We will get into it. Also talk much more Thanksgiving. Tyler Dunn today, Sal Capaccio, and then the Sabres tonight. Pre-game at 6. Sabres home to Boston. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and thanks for hanging out with us today. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WG.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Must be a bone issue. I can't believe I have to again come on here and talk about my medical information. But yeah, I have a fractured toe. I've never heard of COVID toe before. I have no lesions on my feet. That's just a classic case of disinformation. It's surprising coming from what used to be a reputable journalistic institution, but that's the world we live in these days.
Who is Aaron Rodgers talking about when he says that? Like, who suggested or accused him of having whatever COVID toe is?
Tucker Carlson.
Really?
No, I have no idea.
I doubt it, right?
Wall Street Journal.
The Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
Okay, the Wall Street Journal said that's what he has?
Supposedly having COVID toe.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if they said it, but they suggested it maybe.
Kidding? Was it a Wall Street Journal is not a real humorous
so probably
publication.
Not.
Yeah, probably not, but yeah. That seems like an odd.
No, never mind. Description. They did. The headline was Aaron Rodgers doesn't just have any toe injury, he has COVID toe.
That's what they wrote.
So that maybe was pretty definitive that they just said it.
Yeah, it wasn't going to be in like a cartoon or in the crossword puzzle.
No.
So, okay. Well,
He showed his foot.
He took his shoes off and showed everybody, you know, that he has a fractured pinky toe, right?
Oh, is that what it is? It's a pinky toe?
I think so,
yeah.
He said it was, after last week's game, he said it hurt worse than turf toe does. It was more problematic for him. He still had a huge game.
Yeah. I'm just now recovering from, what was that, like a month ago? Remember I told you I was coming up here to do, I tripped coming into my house and I thought I broke my big toe.
Yes.
And our friend, a mutual friend of ours, told you, have him send me a picture. And I said, I think I'm okay. I think it was broken. Like, it's better now, but it was discolored and it hurt like hell for 3 weeks. It's good now.
Yeah, you never really know if it's broken.
Yeah,
it seems.
I'm pretty sure it was. And I also, before I left on my trip, stubbed my toe on a piece of furniture and broke the middle toe. I guess like the guy that's two in from the pinky toe. I don't know what these are named. I don't know which
middle
piggy that is. But anyway, that guy's still messed up now because that was just like a week ago. I smashed that guy up pretty good. I got to stop breaking my toes.
I guess I don't know what the toes are named either.
Big.
The big toe, the
middle,
pinky toe,
pinky,
the middle toe, and then
the ring.
There's no ring toe.
Ring toe.
An index toe.
Ring toe and index toe.
Nobody calls it that.
index toe
and ring toe.
There's no way.
Tomato. I don't know. I don't know the names. I don't have names for my toes. Sorry.
Yeah, me.
Dr. Kenneth Noisewater is the name of one of my toes.
I think it's just the second toe.
Yes, maybe. Hey, so Sean McDermott this morning said to a question about whether, I hope I'm using the right words. I know we've long been a reputable news organization. Matt Breida has earned more touches or playing time or snaps. What was the actual word used? And McDermott said yes.
Sean, I want to ask you about Matt Breida, and not necessarily, you know, will he get more touches, because that is game plan specific. I wouldn't expect you to answer that. So I'm going to try and use one different word. Has he earned more touches in this offense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty direct.
Did Howard get something there? Like, did he get McDermott to say he's going to play more without, you know, asking him if he's going to play more?
It sure sounds that way. Yeah. I mean, he's earned more touches. It doesn't mean you have to honor what he's earned, I guess.
No, but what coach wouldn't want to?
Right. I mean, if you're going to say
the
guy's earned more opportunity and then you don't give him more opportunity.
Right.
You look a little jerky.
That's your stock and trade.
Yeah.
Like McDermott, if he's earned it, he would give it to him.
Right.
Unless he had some particular thing about the Saints or something. But otherwise, you know, that's He's earned it. We're going to give it to him. Look, their running game has not been good. I can say all I want about how little I mind that or care about that or how important or unimportant I think it is, all those things. People have all different opinions about that. But no one's going to tell you that it's been a success, that it's helping them win games. Mm-hmm. It's either there or it's bad, you know?
Yep.
So if McDermott wanted to do anything different, who would blame him?
Nobody. I thought coming out of the Jacksonville game, even like Breida, it's time. Like, let's just try something else. You know, we spent a lot of that week leading up to the Jet game talking about whether he would get the opportunity, and we never really knew until game day when the inactives came out, and there he was. And you know, I would stop well short of saying he was featured against the Jets, but you know, he had a couple of touches that were very effective. I mean, he scored on a passing play, and he ran a ball around the outside end, which is something the Bills, like, running outside is not a feature in this offense aside from Josh Allen doing it. And Breida got to the edge against the Jets and scored. He got to the edge against Indianapolis. You know, I can say all I want about, you know, the score of the game at the time and all that, but he got there and sprinted up the sideline. And, that's not something you see in this Bills offense from running backs, guys running up the sideline, after taking a handoff.
So would you expect either Moss or Singletary to be inactive?
I might feel like they're there. Yeah.
I think if you told me that Breida was going to play, well, he's already been active, but
right.
Like if he's going to play and even like there's like a he's earned more snaps, then I think I can take one of the other guys off the field. I think I might want to do that. Or does that just depend on, you know, like, this is a question for Sal later, maybe, like, just what else they have injury-wise? I mean, they don't have injuries, really.
Right. I think that Jet game, when he got activated for the first time since the opener, I think, was Kumaro on the COVID list that week, I think? And I think Breida basically took Kumaro's spot. So they had their full they dressed both Singletary and Moss and Tywan Jones and Reggie Gilliam and Matt Breida. Right, so all those guys were dressed. I'm not sure. Did Kumaro, was Kumaro inactive again last week?
Yeah, I think.
But I think he was. So if he was inactive, I think he was off the list. But he like off the COVID list. But he was inactive anyway.
So he's your Breida guy.
Maybe that's the way it was these last 2 weeks.
Now, so, Bulldog, like they could use. I don't know if they could use him per se, but we've talked about Marquez Stevenson for a minute. Like, they could arguably, you could see them wanting to add somebody to their receiving core, too. And, I mean, Beasley might be getting healthier, but still, like, that it was limited last mm-hmm. week. So, I mean, there could just be a different formula here. And if he plans on using Breida more, it would make sense to me that the victim,
one
if you will.
One of the other guys gets.
Yes. Would yeah. I think it would be Moss. But it's just a guess. Moss hasn't caught the ball as often as Singletary. He hasn't run the ball as often as Singletary. Yards per carry are way different. I don't know. I want to sort of stop short of saying he hasn't been as good. I mean, the stats aren't as good, but they're comparable to me. Like, it's not that big much of a difference. But what does that sound like? Sort of guessing that Moss might not dress.
The only reason I'm reluctant to agree with that is that I think Moss is the better blocker, and I think that keeps him afloat sometimes. I think that's why he keeps getting the opportunities, even though he hasn't really run the ball very effectively, and like you said, hasn't caught it a whole lot either. I mean, he had the one, you know, week two, he scored two touchdowns in Miami.
But after the game was over, kind of.
That's right. I mean, they were
Singletary.
The game was in hand.
Singletary yeah. broke one to start the scoring in that game, and Moss fumbled early in that game, and then went back in, and you know, got those scores. So he was. It seemed like a nice luxury for them to be able to do that day, given how that game started, and Moss not playing week one.
Yeah, I think they might be reluctant to not have Moss available if they feel like they, because I don't think Breida is a very good blocker. Singletary, I think, is better than Breida, but he's not. I think Moss is the guy they trust the most there, and if they plan on throwing it 40 times, they might want to have Moss at their disposal if they're if they find themselves in game in some trouble there. So I don't know. They to me, you could see the same thing as the last 2 weeks where if Breida gets you know is active, and I certainly think he will be, that they maybe go with the five running backs and there's no Kumro.
Joe, what do you think they do?
I would guess all of them dress. But if Breida's going to play more, like, yeah, I think maybe that's bad for Singletary. Like, Moss has played more than him in every game this year except for three, and that was basically how last year went as well. And I think maybe a lot of that is just when Allen's dropping back to pass, he's just never looking to throw to the running back, so why not just have the better guy out there for blocking? So if Breida's taking touches away, I don't know, like the guy that's supposed to be your dynamic playmaking running back is Singletary. And if Breida is better at that, I think they're more directly correlated for who's on the field. So I would think Breida takes more from Singletary than Moss, but I'd imagine both of them see a downgrade. It's not good for either one of them.
All right. Well, McDermott this morning on WGR, you know, seeming to imply that Breida's workload will increase. New Orleans, no Alvin Kamara today, reportedly. Again, Mark Ingram was present but left before the end of the media viewing period, according to Nick Underhill, who is the name I hear the most often when it comes to people who cover the Saints. He is from NewOrleans.football, WWL. So I should say that.
So right. Tony Jones.
Tony Jones, Ty Montgomery.
Dwayne Washington.
Juwan Johnson in for Troutman.
Yep.
Traquan Smith. Harris, Marquez Callaway.
Right. Just most guys that a casual football fan have never heard of.
Taysom Hill. Right? I mean, if it's Simeon, a quarterback, and you have all these injuries, more Taysom Hill. He's healthy.
Are you looking at – I believe he is. Are you looking at their injury report right now? Because they had their two starting tackles, I think, some question.
Yep. One – Ramchek is one of them, right? He did not practice today either.
Yep.
And both missed last week, I believe.
Yeah. Right.
Marcus Davenport also defensively not practicing. So the Saints have a lot of problems. A lot of teams have a lot of problems. The Bills don't. The Bills have a couple problems, and then they lose like last week, and we're going, wait a minute, the injured guys. But it's not like they have many. You know, and some guys are playing through things. That's everywhere. But
right. And they are still missing two guys, at least as of now, right? Nobody's come off the COVID list. So Latu Lele is still there, and Spencer Brown is still there.
Yeah, kind of a mystery, Latu Lele, isn't it? I mean, we'd be at the point where he could. And I guess that could still happen just like now, like at any moment here, right? I mean, that could happen. He has to pass his tests and
if he even it took him until even yesterday or even today. I mean, I guess he can conceivably 24 hours apart, he could get tested tomorrow morning. And if he had one clean test today and a clean one tomorrow, then they could activate him and he could play.
I've assumed it's a no on Spencer Brown.
Me too.
Because it's still within the 10 days there. Is that the number? It's still within the window there from when he tested positive. And when McDermott used the word decisions to talk about Latu Lele and Brown after Sunday's game and in with respect to, like, they're not being there, it didn't sound like, you know, their health, their status, just their decisions. So that sounds like no vaccine, which means I don't think Brown would have a chance of playing against New Orleans. We knew that right away before the last game. So here we are.
For Latu Lele, I just start wondering, because he's eligible, that he's just sick.
Like, what's up? Right.
Right, maybe he's just sick. Like, that happens. Like, that happened here last year. Tommy Sweeney missed the entire season with a heart condition that was caused by COVID. Like, the Saints had a running back this year, Divine Azigbo. I don't think he's there anymore.
Jacksonville. Now, I think.
He missed it wasn't him anyway. It was Ryquell Armstead was a running back from Jacksonville last year that missed the whole season due to COVID. And, like, that's what I start thinking about now. Like, the longer Latu Lele's out, I start thinking,
who knows?
I just wonder if he's just sick.
Who knows? Yeah. McDermott has not discussed it. And I think he's representing that he's not at liberty to. Tyler Dunn coming up and Sal Capaccio later. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog with Sneaky Joe. Paul Hamilton joins us at 6 as we start the Sabres pregame show then. Wednesday night and Friday night, bookends around Thanksgiving. Many times through the years, the Sabres have had home games. That is the case again this year. The Bruins tonight and the Canadiens on Friday. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Another opportunity this week with games getting going tomorrow on Thanksgiving, week 13. Week 12. Sorry. To play in the 2021 Pro Football Pick'em Contest from Rocket Mortgage. Text the word PICKS to 20357 to play. Another $1,000 up for grabs this week. Totally free to play. No spreads or lineups. Just text PICKS to 20357 and pick each game's winner. It's the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em Contest. Are we doing picks today?
I hadn't thought about it, but I mean, you know.
Absolutely, yes. Come on.
Right, sure. I
mean, you don't think about the power rankings, you do the power rankings.
Yeah, well, that's right. I'm a little shook by 0 for 5 last week, and I'd been doing really well. I think I hadn't had a losing week since like September. So I'm a little shook, but yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter. We have to figure out what to write in the news about your situation. Are you motivated because you lost? Are you shook? Right? Are you sort of? Are there confidence issues right now because you're 0-5? Did you go back to the grindstone, to the drawing board? Did you go back and sort of put more, you've already said no to this, put more work in? The only way through it is hard work. Did you do that? Right. Cross that one off. Did you start to second guess yourself? Did you get too cute? We'll know when it's over. We'll know the answer to all these things when it's over. And if you do badly, of course, confidence, check. Too cute, check. You know, if you do well, wow. This guy just knows how to dig in when he comes. He's tough to beat after a loss.
What are the spreads on these games again? Lions and Bears.
3.
Bears are favored by 3.
Right.
Bills by 5.5 it is now.
I don't know today, but is that right?
And Cowboys by 9, you said? All right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to, you know, just have it in my head. I'm not prepared to make selections right now.
But. We'll check that before we go. But maybe I was thinking like 5:30. We've got all these record, like the opens and music and just, you know, we got to not let that stuff collect dust.
Yeah, I can carve out some time.
Then we'll do it again on Friday. You carve out some time. What do you think it'll be, Joe? Confidence issues? He's starting to second-guess himself? Or will he be just extra motivated? Of course, absolutely no telling until it's over, and then we'll decide what it was when it's over, depending if it's good or bad.
Extra motivated. Motivation. It's going to be motivation, I think.
And then we'll ask Bulldog, because we'll want him at the podium, and we'll ask him, what explains it? Were you no? We'll even tell. We'll answer the question we ask him for him while we ask it. Were you extra motivated? Did you feel that you needed to just focus a little bit more? Yes, and of course Bulldog will say yes. That was it.
Yep.
Because why? You know.
Yeah. No. I mean, sure. Yeah.
Say that.
You want to give me credit asking the question to begin with? I'm going to take the credit.
That's how it goes.
I'm just gonna go ahead and take you're sort of complimenting me within the question, so I'm not gonna tell you you're wrong. I'm gonna tell you I just threw some darts like I do every week.
There were. Let's see. We had a Michigan Maryland game last week, and the week before, you picked against Maryland with somebody, right? It was Michigan State. I was in Hawaii, and you picked Michigan State over Maryland. Remember?
No, but okay.
So that went on Twitter, and I have a friend who follows me, and he texted me, and he said, "I see that you're like Maryland this week," and I said, "No, actually. I'm on vacation. I just picked the opposite of Bulldogs because I'm losing. I'm trying to go game theory here because I'm doing badly, and I might as well just sort of hope for him to regress to the mean here, and I'll catch up." And he's like, "So okay, so who do you actually like then, Maryland or Michigan State?" I said, "I have no idea. I couldn't tell you a single thing about any of it. I don't know." So he's like, "Okay." So last week, I know it was Michigan against Maryland. They played Michigan last week. Right? And he followed up.
Questions.
He followed up, and he's like, "You were right last week," even though I wasn't. He said, "You were right last week. Who do you like this week?" And I said, "Dude, I've already told you. I have no idea. Like, who does? But I don't know. I have no clue." He's like, "Well, just pick somebody."
Wow.
So I said, "All right, I'll pick Maryland." He's like, "Thanks." And it was Michigan. Michigan won. Maybe even covered, like won by kind of a lot, I believe. And so maybe he's upset with me because I was wrong, right? Italicized, yeah. Was wrong about that right. Pick.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you don't want to stay tuned for that segment if you haven't done that before.
No, can't miss.
take very seriously.
Gotta be here for that.
Who we pick and what it means.
You picked up a couple games, so I think it's probably maybe 7.5.
Six and a half?
6.5 now? Okay. Yeah, I didn't know how big it was. Yeah. All right.
Whatever. My process will be the same. All right. Tyler Dunn coming up next here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.